Yusham Mishvis, Perpes, Halachavav. Bitzalim has Svisin, Upura Mitzvi, a certain kind of onions. The Gemara is going to explain what Bitzalim has Svisin are. Bitzalim has a certain kind of onions, Upura Mitzvi, and this bean called Upura Mitzvi, that it was planted. The Pola Mitzvah was planted for Yerek. We had in the early Mishnah that when you plant something for Yerek, it takes the status of when you pull it out of the ground. So both of these things, you planted them, and they should have they should be considered produce of the year that you pulled them out of the ground. And you planted them before Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year. And so what happened was, when you planted them, Shemona Mehem Mayim Shloshim Mehem Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, you planted them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so the either in the year before Shemitah or just in a regular year, you plant them 30 days before, you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then, Miss Ashen L'Sha'avar U'Tarm B'Shvias. Then the din is, they're considered produce of the earlier year. In other words, even though they're vegetables, and vegetables should have the, usually should, their year is considered by when you pick them out of the ground. These vegetables do not have that din of being when you pull them out of the ground, but rather, they have the din of when they were put into the ground, when they were planted. And the reason is because since you're not watering them for 30 days, since you didn't water them for 30 days, then they are obviously getting their nutrition from water that they already had from the beginning. And that's similar to the way grains are planted, that they don't get watered the whole time. They take their water, from the earlier watering, and therefore they have the status of they're considered as produce of the earlier year, either for the Meiser years, meaning if it was planted at the end of the second year before the third year, you take Meiser as if it was a second year produce, or if it was planted before Shvi'is, it has the status of 6 year produce, and it's motor, it's not considered Shvi'is produce, the Imlav. But if you didn't hold back from watering it, but you watered it up till the end, like would be typical with these kind of vegetables, Asurim b'Shvi'is, Musash l'Shana Habo, then they're also on Shvi'is, they're considered produce of the 7th year, and Musash l'Shana Habo, and you take Meiser on the coming year, because they consider produce of when you pull it out of the ground, and you pull it out of the ground during the coming year. Now, Michelle Baal, what happens if all this was going on in a kind of a field that is a field that does not need waterings? Now, for vegetables, you always need to water things, but it's a kind of field that had you been planting trees in here, you would not need to water them. It's in a low area where there's a lot of moisture there anyhow. So, Shemona Mehemayim, that you held that from watering them, Shtei Oynos, 2 periods of rainings, of waterings, Devermeir, Ochamer, Meshalish, you have to do 3. In other words, you have to do something that shows that these plants are not growing from the water you're giving them now. They're growing from the water that was in there from beforehand. So since it's a stay about that doesn't need much watering at all, it takes longer in order to prove that you're longer of no water to prove that this is getting from its old water. And therefore, Ramesh says it takes 2 time periods of watering. The Chamsis is 3, which is much more than the 30 days we had set for the regular field. So the Gemara says, Mahu Bitzalim Hasrisin. What a Bitzalim Hasrisin. The word Srisin comes from the word Asaras, like someone who can't have children. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, Elin, Putzlaya, Kofriya. These are the onions from the villages, the Avanzer, that don't make seeds, so that they're like Asaras that can't have children. These are onions that can't, they don't have seeds to plant for future onions to grow from them. So they have, that's what they call Bitzalim Hasrisin. So then it says, Shemona Mehem Shloshim Yom. For 30 days, Shemona Mehem Mayim Shloshim Yom. You didn't give them water for 30 days. Am Ramana. Ramana says, Mekivin Shemona Mehem Mayim Shloshim Yom. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Since you didn't give them water for 30 days, Nasi Kabal, it's as if it's like a field of a Baal, meaning it gets all its water from the earlier year, and you don't give it the din of the usual din of a vegetable, which is Basar L'Kita. Rabbi Yehuda asks a question. Lamarfeya. Marfeo, who nasa zera, or zara mekayim haba. Do we say that if the 30 days are over, we now, if the 30 days have gone by that you haven't watered it, we now find out that the whole time, so it was like zera, we're borrowing a word from the early Mishnah, it was zera, it goes basar hashrasha. Do we say that the marfeo, it's been going basar hashrasha, or zara mekayim haba, or do we say, no, now the 30 days are over, from now on, it has the status of going by Rosh Hashanah, but not for the previous. You know, what's the difference between them? What's the nafkamina between these cases? I mean, who cares? Whichever one it is, by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, we'll know that it's produce of the earlier year. So who cares whether we make that decision l'mafreya or mikanla, but what's the difference? So the nafkamina is like this. Laka b'soch shashim. Let's say you had picked something within 30 days. Let's say 10 days into that 30-day no-watering period, you had picked some vegetables. Now, of course, those vegetables have the status of the earlier year, because that vegetables go bustle l'kita, and you did the l'kita during 10 days before Rosh Hashanah. So those have the status of the earlier year. But and then you pick other ones, and the 30 days were over. So both of these have the status of the earlier year. But in Taylor Mafia, if we say that the Zera status goes back on Mafia, so who knows the Zera? So then the produce that was picked 10 days into the 30-day no watering period is considered Zera also. So Ma'asim is out there. So then they're both considered Zeroyim. You take myself from one or the other, but in Taylor Mikhail Abba. But if you say that it only gets the status of a Zera, meaning it's not considered a Yerek, only Mikhailah, but only after 30 days from then on is it considered a Yerek, then the one that was picked after 10 days and the one that was picked after more than 30 days cannot take one Maaseh from the other, because the one picked after 10 days is considered a Yerek. The one picked after 30 days is considered a Zera, so it's as if it's two different plants, two different items. They're not considered the same thing. One is a Zera, one is a Yerek. So you can't take myself from one or the other. But if we will say l'mafreya, that it turns out that now that 30 days have passed, we found out that this was always a Zera, this was never a Yerek, then you could take myself from one or the other, because even the stuff picked after 10 days was also a Zera. Also, you can myself from one or the other.